One in 10 teenagers in this country loses his or her virginity before age 13. Instances of sexually transmitted disease are at epidemic rates. It is estimated that more than 300 million people will die from AIDS over the next few decades. Young people are encouraged to practice safe sex. Is there such a thing as safe sex? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
Welcome to Good News Radio. This program is part two of a special report on Why Isn't Sex Safe? Last week we discussed the AIDS epidemic that is frightening in this country, but literally out of control in parts of Africa. Today, we'll be looking at what parents can do to begin to protect our children from disease and heartache due to premature sexual behavior. Christian groups and even some educators involved in public school sex education are promoting abstinence as the only really safe sex. What is abstinence? That may seem like a strange question, but for many teenagers, abstinence has come to mean avoiding sexual intercourse by substituting other dangerous sexual activities. Listen to this report from a U.S. News and World Report. Quote, what nearly everyone agrees on is that STDs and risky everything but intercourse behaviors are rampant among teens, and that what to do about it is a very complicated question. Across the country, clinics report rising diagnoses of herpes and HPV, which can cause genital herpes, which are now thought to affect 15% of the teen population. Girls 15 to 19 have higher rates of gonorrhea than any other age group. One quarter of all HIV cases occur in those under the age of 21. Here's another report from the San Antonio Express News. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, sexual activity among teens has declined 14% since 1995. Now, we may think that that is great news, but health experts note that this survey did not ask about oral sex and that many teens are turning to oral sex in the misguided belief that it's not real sex. The report continues, quote, a recent survey by Ansel Healthcare, the manufacturers of lifestyle condoms, found that one-third of teenage girls said that oral sex is not sex. 20% of teens had oral sex by age 15, half by age 17. In some circles, say health officials, oral sex is almost obligatory, like a goodnight kiss, unquote. Most, if not all, of these children have been inundated with messages about safe sex. Why haven't they responded? Well, according to a survey by the Henry J. Kaiser Foundation, 20% of 12 to 17-year-olds believe that oral sex is safe sex. Even more, 36% of the 15 to 17-year-olds thought so. Of course, these practices are not safe. Kathy Novak, Director of Education for the San Antonio AIDS Foundation, told the Express News, unprotected oral sex is not safe sex. It can lead to sexually transmitted diseases of the mouth and throat. Now, also, for young people who decide to engage in sexual intercourse, there is always the danger of unwanted pregnancy. Our news director, David Palmer, has this report on teen pregnancy and its effects.
The statistics, quite frankly, Gary, are almost hard to believe, yet we live in a world today where what shocked us only a few decades ago has now become commonplace. Each year, almost 1 million teenage girls, 19% of all young women aged 15 to 19, who've had sexual intercourse become pregnant, and 78% of those are unplanned pregnancies. Latest figures from a U.S. survey done in 1999 show that more than half, 56%, of the nearly 1 million teenage pregnancies ended in birth. The other 44% end their pregnancy through abortion. Teen pregnancy rates are much higher in the U.S. than in many other developed countries, twice as high as in England or Canada, and 9 times higher than in the Netherlands or Japan. In fact, 13% of all U.S. births involve teenage girls, and nearly 83% come from poor or low-income families. 1/3 of pregnant teens receive inadequate prenatal care. As a result, babies born to young mothers are more likely to be low birth weight, have childhood health problems, and be hospitalized more often through their growing years. The overall result not only affects our moral values in the U.S., but the staggering cost to our society as a whole. Multi-millions of dollars are spent each year on educating the young in prevention, but much of that education revolves around condom use and so-called safe sex rather than abstention. Truth is, Gary, when we take God out of the classroom and replace him with condom machines in the school washroom, we are a nation bent on becoming morally corrupt. And teen pregnancy is just one of the many costly results.
Thanks, David. Of course, all these statistics don't even begin to measure the emotional price young people suffer because of premature sexual experiences. What can parents do to combat the sexual pressures our children face every day? Really is going to take a change in perspective and some real dedication and work on the part of parents. Public sex education has failed, and teaching abstinence without understanding the Creator's purpose for human sexuality leaves young people confused and frustrated. Don't go away, because we'll be back with some answers right after this.
Mankind has been remarkably successful in many material and physical ways. For example, we have successfully mastered the skies, and so airplanes and spacecraft fly safely. We have successfully transplanted hearts and even genetically cloned animals. Many things work successfully because we have followed the physical laws and principles that make them work. But have you ever wondered whether there are laws and principles that make life itself work successfully for you? Are there biblical principles that lead to a successful life? Find the answers in our free booklet, Making Life Work. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy. Whether it is family success or greater personal achievement in other ways, there are timeless principles of success which are explained in this 32-page full-color booklet, Making Life Work. Call now. Get on the road to success and make your life work. Call 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
On today's program, we're discussing sex education and teen sexuality. Pastor Larry Walker from Bend, Oregon, has appeared on Good News Radio in the past. He recently published an editorial in the Bend Bulletin. He now joins us on a telephone hookup. Larry, welcome back. What inspired you to write this editorial?
Well, Gary, I read a cover article of the recent issue of the U.S. News and World Report on the subject, and I was very disturbed by what I read in terms of the two different teaching styles that are in the public school system regarding sex education, and the reasons why that the one was favored seemingly over the other. And it had to do with the fact that teens are going to have sex anyway, so let's teach them how to do it safely. And then the article went on to say that they really can't teach them how to do it safely. So that was really what led to the writing of the editorial.
The article that appeared in the religious section, Words on Faith, was titled, Don't Teach Your Teens Safe Sin. It really hit at the heart of the failure of sex education in public schools. And Larry has agreed to share the editorial with us today on Good News Radio.
What would you think if I told you about a federal program to give instruction on how to rob a bank without getting injured or caught? Or, if apprehended, how to avoid being imprisoned for the crime? You can't be serious would likely be your reply. Surely no one would advocate teaching how to commit a crime without paying the penalty. but I am serious. There is no way to prevent crime, and the would-be robber and his family would suffer if he were to go to jail. So the solution is to strongly advise against robbing a bank, but offer instruction for relatively safe alternatives for those who choose to commit the crime. The term relatively safe implies that only abstaining from the act of robbery can guarantee protection. Now, perhaps you are already onto my ploy. Yes, I am still serious. Not about bank robbing in this case, but about teaching so-called safe sex to teens and unmarried adults. Most would acknowledge that crime must be punished, even though it results in suffering and deprivation for the criminal and his family. Premarital or extramarital sex may not be classified as criminal behavior. However, the Bible clearly labels both as sin. Just as our local, state, and national laws spell out penalties for crime, the Bible contains penalties for sin. Those penalties often involve other family members, even unborn children. There is widespread debate in sex education between advocates of abstinence-based curricula and supporters of programs emphasizing safe sex, including practical instruction on condom use. The crux of the argument involves whether to offer information on relatively safe alternatives for teens who choose to be sexually active. Shouldn't we protect our young people from disease and unwanted pregnancy? The problem here is, where do we draw the line? How is this any different than protecting bank robbers? From a biblical perspective, the concept of safe sex is actually safe sin. God's plan promises blessings for obedience and penalties for breaking his laws. When one breaks God's laws, penalties are automatic. Young people who engage in premarital sex and manage to avoid sexually transmitted diseases or pregnancy still lose the innocence of virginity and purity that God intended for couples to bring into the marriage relationship. Misusing what God intended to bind a husband and a wife together can adversely affect future relationships.
If you're just joining us, we're listening to an editorial by Larry Walker that appeared in the Bend Bulletin.
As the term implies, in most cases, teens who become sexually active will engage in sexual activity on a regular basis, thus increasing the risk of disease or pregnancy. In either case, the consequences will be difficult and painful, emotionally as well as physically. Consider the wisdom of the adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. The Bible teaches that fear of consequences can be a strong deterrent against wrongdoing, whereas removal of timely punishment promotes further evil. Offering allegedly safer alternatives can actually increase the very problems that one is seeking to prevent and strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns back from his wickedness. A quote from the book of Jeremiah. The policy of Bend-Lapine School District, in compliance with state-mandated guidelines, is to promote abstinence for school-age youth and mutually monogamous relationships with an uninfected partner for adults as the safest and most responsible sexual behavior, quote-unquote. But it adds, however, abstinence shall not be taught to the exclusion of other material instruction on contraceptive and disease reduction measures. Human sexuality education courses shall acknowledge the value of abstinence while not devaluing or ignoring those young people who have had or are having sexual intercourse, quote unquote. Teachers have to walk a tight line to avoid the paranoia over separation of church and state. So sexual education in schools is limited to health issues and communication skills, while only recommending students formulate their own values by making their own decisions. That means the burden falls primarily on the shoulders of parents and pastors to instill a sound spiritual foundation of biblically based morals and values in the minds and hearts of our young people. Let's be sure to promote safe sex according to the ideals God intends.
Larry, I appreciate, and I'm sure our listeners do, you sharing that editorial with us today. What advice would you give parents in preparing their children for the sexual dangers that confront them on a daily basis?
Gary, I think the first thing I would encourage parents to do would be to find out what their school policies are with regard to sex education, and that's very easy to do. Secondly, I would certainly recommend that they have a personal discussion with their child's teachers on the subject, because how they carry out that policy can also be a problem in some cases, and it's good to have an understanding with the teachers in terms of their values and their concerns. And third, and certainly I think even most importantly, is to make sure that parents talk to their own children about sex, and to certainly explain that the concept of safe sex is really a false concept, that there really is no safe sex outside of a faithful monogamous partners, and of course, as God intends in the marriage relationship. To explain to them that all laws, certainly God's laws, are for our good, and one cannot break those laws without suffering penalties.
Well, Larry, once again, thanks for joining us today on Good News Radio.
My pleasure. I hope the information will be helpful.
Well, don't turn the dial. We'll be back with more on Why Isn't Sex Safe right after this.
Frankly, life just isn't working for some people. Maybe you have noticed the incredible proliferation of self-help books on store and library bookshelves. You may not realize that most families already own the best self-help book ever published. Millions of copies have been printed, and it's been translated into hundreds of languages. Its words have been around for thousands of years. This book is your Bible. The sponsors of this radio program have put together a booklet titled Making Life Work that helps you make sense out of life. It's filled with practical, down-to-earth advice from the pages of your Bible. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Making Life Work. There is no cost or obligation, and it may change your life for the better. Ask for your free copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News behind the headlines.
How can parents combat the sexual overload children are exposed to every day? We begin by developing a positive approach to teaching our children about sex. It can be difficult for parents to accept that their children are sexual beings. The basis of all Christian sexual education is Genesis 1, verses 27 through 28, where it states, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply.'" Human sexuality, unlike sexual activities in animals, was created by God for more than just reproduction. God intended that the relationship between a man and a woman, united in marriage, produce an emotional, physical, and spiritual bond. We see the importance God places on human sexuality when we see how many instructions are given concerning the subject in the Bible. There are many commands against wrong sexual practices, including adultery, sex outside of marriage, homosexuality, rape, prostitution, bestiality, incest, and even sexual thoughts about someone other than your mate. As parents, we must be willing to accept our children's sexuality, their curiosity, and as they grow older, their attraction to the opposite sex. God made us the way we are, and there's nothing wrong with human sexuality if used properly. If misused, human sexuality can become one of the most destructive, unhappy forces in our lives. Cold statistics report unwanted pregnancies and numbers of teenagers contracting STDs. Behind every one of those numbers is a person who is emotionally devastated. As parents, we must be aware that each child has to be taught individually so that the amount of information and the kind of information is tailored to his or her personal needs at the time. We can easily go to the extremes of either not giving our children enough right information, or be like the mother of a 9-year-old boy who, when he asked mom what is sex, proceeded to give him a 45-minute lecture on the details of human reproduction. Afterwards, he showed her his school enrollment card with a little box marked sex. and asked how he was going to get all that information in the little box. A great deal of how children will treat their future mates is learned by how they see adults treat each other. Now, obviously, children shouldn't be privy to their parents' intimacies, but children learn much about the special relationship between husband and wife by the simple affection and care they see mom and dad showing each other. What do we teach our children? At the appropriate age, children should be taught biological facts about pregnancy and the birth process. Use plants and animals as illustrations. There are also some excellent illustrated books available for all levels of physical, emotional, and mental development. They should be taught male and female anatomy, menstruation and puberty at the right time, God's purposes for human sexuality and marriage, how it differs from animals, and that the misuse of sex brings tragic results. They need to be taught problems that may stem from sexual guilt, fantasy, and pornography, facts concerning STD and AIDS, and how to deal with their attraction to the opposite sex, and how to avoid sexual situations that can get out of control. They need to be taught the differences at the appropriate age between male and female sexual response and how to respect those differences. They also need to be taught how untrue are the sexual myths that teens relate to each other as being the absolute truth. You know, teenagers can suffer from deep anxiety concerning their sexuality. They can worry, will I develop normally? Does God hate me because of these sexual thoughts? Why do I have pain in certain areas of my body at times? Can I get a sexually transmitted disease from kissing? What if no one ever really wants me? I've made a mistake and had sex. Now am I worthless? Now there are two vital areas where parents must communicate about sex to their teens. One, help them not to fall into the trap of how far can I go before it is sin? All forms of physical contact lead to a greater need for intimacy and stimulation. Holding hands may be innocent, but if you hold hands every time you're with your boyfriend or girlfriend, then eventually you want more physical contact in the relationship. A kiss goodnight may be harmless, but after a while it reaches a point when it isn't enough. Kissing leads to necking, necking to touching in private places. You know, once the genie is out, it becomes difficult to get it back in the bottle. It is important that teenagers see such value in a proper sexual relationship, they are willing to wait for marriage. This means that they should be involved in group activities instead of one-on-one dating, where they find themselves in a situation where they are driven by hormones instead of values of right and wrong. Secondly, it's easy for teenagers, and adults for that matter, to be in love with the idea of being in love. This produces a fantasy relationship that many times has little to do with reality. Infatuations come and go. Young people need to be taught the rewards of waiting until marriage before becoming involved in physical intimacy. One of the greatest blessings from God in this life is the proper relationship that forms between a man and woman who love each other and are united in marriage. Sex was never meant by God to be degrading or to produce heartache or disease. As parents, we have the responsibility to teach and guard our children. At times, this may make us unpopular with them, but for their sakes now and for their futures, we must take the time and effort to teach them about the proper use of this great gift God has given to us. Parents, call this toll-free number today for your free copy of Making Life Work. Now, if you know of a teenager or young adult wrestling with questions about sex, marriage, and life, get a copy of Making Life Work and give it to them. The call is free. The booklet is free. The answers you discover may change your life. Now, the number is 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232. If you would like to comment on today's program, and we may even read your comment on the air, you can contact Good News Radio on the Internet by emailing us at gnradio@ucg.org. Why were you born? Well, there's a big difference between grasping the future God wants for you and simply going on the way you have been. The choice is up to you. Join us next time when we continue to explore what the Bible really says about you and your future. For Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
Mankind has been remarkably successful in many material and physical ways. For example, we have successfully mastered the skies, and so airplanes and spacecraft fly safely. We have successfully transplanted hearts and even genetically cloned animals. Many things work successfully because we have followed the physical laws and principles that make them work. But have you ever wondered whether there are laws and principles that make life itself work successfully for you? Are there biblical principles that lead to a successful life? Find the answers in our free booklet, Making Life Work. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy. Whether it is family success or greater personal achievement in other ways, there are timeless principles of success which are explained in this 32-page full-color booklet, Making Life Work. Call now. Get on the road to success and make your life work. Call 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.